Let's go to our next guest. Port take on the West Coast this Sunday at Nord Oval. It will be live on 5AA. Joining us, the gun defender, Ali Paddicullo. Bobby, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. Yourselves?
Can I tell you, we had to do the draw bicks for the Adelaide Cup,
yep.
The barrier draw, and Bobby was in barrier 14, and we had to do a 50-metre sprint on a toy pony. Bobby, you came out of the box like there was no tomorrow. It was bang!
Mate, I'd hardly call that. I was battling to say the best.
I came out of barrier 3, and my second step, yeah. I trotted a you-know-what, a big steamy, and over I've gone. Fair dinkum. How's my luck, Bobby?
Mate, I nearly rolled my ankle on the track.
Oh, no.
it was a little bit bumpy, you're right. Hey, how much are you looking forward to this game? It's been a long wait this pre-season.
Yeah, it feels that way. Everyone's pretty excited. Obviously, there's a few boys running around with the Magpies tonight, but yeah, the boys that are playing on Sunday are really pumped and looking forward to the challenge.
I guess the other thing as well, you're playing the West Coast Eagles. You've got a very strong side in there, got a few more players out, but they have played two games already, so they're potentially a little bit more advanced than when you're out at this stage.
Yeah, they obviously had the two hitouts. They've played pretty well, which is a really good sign for them. But yeah, we've had a decent hitout last week against ourselves, and we think we had a red-eye crack at it. So, yeah, we're just looking forward to Sunday and out at the parade and hopefully get a decent crowd there.
You defenders are a tight group down there, that back six. There's you and Jackson, Hompshire and Pittard. There's others. Who's pressing a claim to get into that little group, that exclusive Bobby Carlisle group?
there's heaps of guys that have been rotating through the back line and stuff, and we've just been trying to get a decent mix back there and give everyone a chance. Obviously, guys like Darcy Byrne-Jones and Cam O'Shea and guys like that, obviously been playing a fair bit down there as well, which has been great. And having them young guys come through has been really good for the development of the back six. So hopefully they're pressing and they put in a good show tonight, and the other guys will come through, yeah.
Tommy Cleary as well. How can that back six improve, not just by the numbers, but as a group, Bobby? Because it's a real strength of Port Adelaide's success has been that back six.
I think the real strength has come from the team defence that has been pushed, especially up the ground. The guys have really honed in on their skills and their craft about our tackling and stuff like that. So we just have to keep working as a group towards a team defence, because that's the way we play our best.
We spoke to Matty Nix last night about him taking over the reins and coaching the side this week. How's he been going?
Yeah, he's pretty excited, young Nixie. You know, he's been great. The boys love the way he goes about it, and he's really open and honest with everyone, like Kenny is. Obviously, a bit different to Kenny. He's pretty happy, sort of go lucky bloke, which is great to have. And he's been ripping going through the midfield and the forward stuff as well. So he's had a really good week.
Who'll slot into his spot, looking after the defenders?
Yeah, Stewie Cochran's actually stepping up, and he's been great as well. He's obviously pretty excited to get the backline gig, and he's been working pretty closely. He's called me a couple more times this week than usual, which is a bit surprising. But no, he's been great. He's obviously pretty loved around the club, and all the boys love the way he goes about his coaching. So hopefully we can put in a good show for him.
Your depth down there is strong. It's going to be tight for spots and super competitive. Now, there's always one or two players that just take it a little bit too far when it gets one-on-one in simulation, Bobby. I'm sitting next to Barry Bickley here, Bix, and when we used to do that in the early days, he used to try and knock us out. You just took it too far.
Yes,
I mean, competition's one thing, but who's a couple of the players down there that, you know, really on the training track, you're going, wow, have a look at these blokes cracking in.
Oh, look, we've got a fair few of them, to be honest. They're,
okay.
They're all having a crack, and I'd rather paint the fence during pre-season, to be honest, boys. you got Tommy Jonas, Jacko, just to name a couple. Ollie Wines is brute. Who else? Bokey has a red-eye crack, and so is Robbie Gray, so there's just a few of them. But even some of the young boys, like Darcy Byrne-Jones, they call him Hank because he got split personality or something. So as soon as he crosses the white line, he's the nice-ass guy off the field, and then crosses the white line, he just loses it. So
call me Dumbo the Clown, but I don't get Hank.
Me, myself, and Irene, I think it might be.
Yeah, that's a movie reference. Good work, Bix.
Good on you, Bix. Hey, you're looking at me. I've never seen that movie. I'm not a movie man.
That's it?
I'm not a movie man. Hey, what's impressed you the most this pre-season, Bobby? What you're in about your 10th? What's impressed you the most?
We've somehow found another level on top of what we did last year, which is great, by the fitness coaching and that, to keep most of the guys on the track, which is good. and just the development of the younger boys has been outstanding. Jarman Impey and Carl Amon and Cam O'Shea and Tommy Cleary and that have really come a long way to what they were last year. So the improvements come from them. And then having the leadership group that we got at the moment of really pressing everyone to keep improving, which has been awesome as well.
I think the West Coast Eagles forward line looks slightly different. There's no Dean Cox, as we know. Jack Darling hasn't done a lot of work this preseason, so he's not playing. No Nat Nui. Have you done a little bit of work? Who are some of the players that might be down there?
Yeah, they've still got Josh Kennedy down there, which is no mean feat. He's a superstar, and he'll be a tough matchup for whoever gets him. And then they've got like McGinnity and guys like that, and I'm dare saying that Lacroix and that'll pop up as well. So they've got a fairly even spread across the board, which makes it difficult to match up on. But we'll just stick to our structures and play from there.
Are you the general down there? Can you say just to someone, you take Josh Kennedy, I'll stand this bloke?
No, I don't know about that. We'll see how we go. But yeah, I think I'll be listening to Tommy Jonas.
Bobby, you're a senior player, an AFL ambassador, and we want to get a player's perspective on this. We spoke with Ken Hinckley last Friday on illicit drugs down at Albert and Oval, and he was super strong with his stance. Have a listen, we'll ask a question.
No, I just think that we should say no, full stop, to illicit drugs in sport, and if you want to clean it up, you get harder. I want our football club to be clean, and I want us, you know what, I want us to own up to the fact that we have an opportunity to influence a lot of people. Yeah, young people in life. Let's say that Port Adelaide footballers, Port Adelaide Football Club, won't have illicit drugs in their environment.
Again, industry leader again, Ken, in your club, zero tolerance. As a player, where do you sit with that?
Oh, we back the AFLPA with their structures and their policies to keep the illicit drugs out of the system of the boys. So we just trust their judgment, and we just back them to the hilt. So I think the three strikes probably stands at the moment, but whether that changes in the future or not, that's up to them. So I don't know. The boys seem all right with how it goes, but yeah, obviously we'd love to stamp it out completely and set a good example for the community.
Yeah, well said. Hey, you met NBA star Dennis Rodman. What was he like?
he was interesting. He had some really good stories about life and everything like that, but I think the most moving part for me was his growing up, growing up in the hood and seeing both sides of the racism stuff, and he had a really good attitude to it, that one hand washes the other, and yeah, we can't live without each other, so it was pretty deep sort of stuff, but it was good.
Did he speak well, Bobby?
Yeah, he slurred a bit here and there, but he's pretty good, to be honest. No, he's good.
Hey, Alapati, how important is it in some respects that you were there when the club wasn't performing all that well? Does that make you sit there now when you're in a really great spot, you're really going to be challenging for the premiership, and you say, look, I don't want to waste this opportunity? Do you ever reflect on that, about the tough times and trying to make the most when the times look like they're pretty rosy?
Yeah, there's a few of us that still reflect on it a fair bit, especially trying to get into the younger boys' sort of heads that, you know, it hasn't always been this sort of rosy at the club. So, yeah, just reminding of how far we've come every now and then is a good way to sort of reflect on where we're at. But, yeah, Kenny doesn't let us sit back too much and talk about the past or the future, to be honest. We're pretty much focused on the present and just improving as a group.
Well, good luck on the weekend. Sunday it is, down at Norwood Oval. You'll play the West Coast Eagles. It's going to be a great match. I'm sure you get a massive crowd down there as well, and hope you personally go well.
Yeah, it'd be great to get a good crowd down there and watch the boys have a run around and smack in against the West Coast. And hopefully we'll put in a good show for everyone.
Well done, Bobby. Thanks for your time, mate. He's a ripper, isn't he? Always a great chat, Bobby. You know, when we were down there, the Adelaide Cup for the launch, big smile, first one to come up, meet you, greet you, say good day, how's life, talk about life. He's a great AFL ambassador, and he is an AFL ambassador.